Welcome to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. This space is created for all my Chicana and Latina sisters. I will touch base on mental health awareness to be able to help you understand different ways of implementing self-care and self-love, and also to remind you que no estás sola. I want to also let you know that this is an evolución. Unidas creamos cambio, pero solo con acción. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias. Hola, my Chicana and Latina moms, ¿cómo están? Thank you so much for being here. And today we have a beautiful guest. Her name is Olivia Garcia, and we will be talking about her story as a mother. And she is a mother of four. She is a yoga instructor, and she is an artist. And here is Olivia. And Olivia, if you can share and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about you. And thank you for being here, by the way.
No, thank you so much. Like, seriously, this is an honor to be here and participate with everything that you're doing. I'm a big fan. You. So thank you for having me over here. And yeah, so like she said, my name is Olivia. I have four children. And I'm in the process of becoming a life coach, which is
nice.
Extremely, oh my gosh, you have no idea.
It's just
like self-realization. I started doing that because I want to help people, but I didn't realize how much I needed it for myself.
Yes, I hear you. Yeah,
I hear you. But yeah, and that's what I'm doing right now. I teach art, self-expression through art, and meditation through yoga. And more than anything, it's more about meditation to calm the mind and really, you know, empty all of those shattered mind, you know, like the shatter that we have in our mind that is just not, you know, doesn't help us.
Yeah.
So it's just like, quiet yourself and then refocus, because that's what it, life is about, that refocus and make your life easier.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's kind of like moving the body, but calming the mind, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
Yeah, that is so good. I love it. Yoga is one of my favorites because, I don't know, for me personally, I've always tried to get into this gym and this high cardio stuff. It's not really for me. I just like more of the yoga approach or Pilates. They're kind of similar, right? Like, or what's the difference?
Well, there's different areas, but what I focus more is yoga nidra, which is relaxation of the mind and really resting, because 20 minutes of yoga nidra can really affect your body of 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
So you really relax. You really relax your body. So if for instance, one day you couldn't sleep and you had a busy day and you just do mindful meditation, it really relaxes your whole body.
Yeah.
And it gives you that boost of energy that we all need.
Yeah, that is so good. Even you just saying that makes me feel like all relaxed.
Like we want to practice right now.
I know.
Yeah, and there's different ways, you know, like sometimes we think that we do yoga, we're going to relax. But no, sometimes you do yoga and then all your emotions are awakened. And then you realize, oh, I have some areas that I need to work on. Yeah. Then sometimes you don't pay attention to your body until you're doing something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't understand that, why my back was hurting. It's because you are under a lot of stress. You have a lot of tension. But if you don't try to do something different, you will never know or find out about it.
Yeah, you're so right.
So I always highly recommend it. It's like, you know, I'm 5 feet, and right now, let me tell you, with the pandemic, I think this is a conversation for all of us, but I gained some weight.
Yes.
And
I hear you. I hear you. Me too.
It's been, you know, the conversation that I have in my mind at times, back then, before I became a yoga instructor, I thought that yoga was for tall, skinny, and vegan people.
Oh, really? You're like, no.
Yoga is for everybody.
Yeah.
For every type of body. It's just, it gives you the opportunity to get to know who you are at your core.
Yeah.
And it's like when you practice something different, you discover something new.
Yeah,
so I recommend it.
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah, and the yoga, it's, I think, something that we should implement in the meditation, right? Like just calming the mind. We have all of these answers within us, and sometimes we feel like we don't. So I think that would also be something to focus on. So obviously, right, you're here to share your story about you as a mom, as a woman. And we're going to be focusing on like the highly sensitive person, how sometimes, you know, as human beings, we can be sensitive. Everyone's very different, and there's nothing wrong with being a sensitive person, right? But I know there's many things that as human beings we can improve. So tell me about that in your life. I know that's something you were sharing with me. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be highly sensitive for you?
So highly sensitive for me means that I'm very emotional. I'm very in touch with my surroundings. My senses are very awake and alert. So for instance, I smell things from far, like my senses all are awakened. I hear noise louder than most people.
Okay.
So because I'm sensitive, I'm always paying attention to my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that I used to, as growing up, let me tell you my experience growing up.
Okay.
Growing up, I was bullied by being sensitive because I will cry easily and I will be affected by things around me. And most kids were tough and I wasn't, according to the label that I was put in, right?
Yeah.
So growing up was very intense. Like, I was, like, always secluded and put aside. Kids didn't want to play with me because I was very sensitive. I remember growing up, kids would be, you know, loud, and I would literally, like, their noises will be excruciating in my mind, and I will fall.
Okay.
I will literally, like, they would shake me. Like, it would shake me. I thought, like, something was wrong with me. My mom took me to the doctor, but they didn't find anything. I was, you know, I was healthy.
Yeah.
But those things, like, I remember, like, feeling different as a child. And then nobody guided me. I didn't even know what a highly sensitive person was. I didn't know what that sensitivity is, a gift. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
But I carried that shame growing up because I wanted to be like everybody else. I wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
So, and then I put masks because I was like, I just want to, I pretended to be something that I was not. And that didn't help me. Growing up, I, because of my sensitivity, I feel so much for others that I feel like over empathize with the pain of others. And that led me to have toxic relationships. And that led me to have, the narcissist, I will be very attracted to that because in my mind, I felt like their pain. And I thought, like, I wanted to save them. I wanted to, kind of help them heal.
Yeah.
And that being sensitive led me to be codependent as well. Because then, you know, like, you never marry a person to say, oh, I'm going to get divorced in a couple of years. You marry that person because you want to be happy forever.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, like, if you marry somebody that is totally opposite of you, highly sensitive people tend to attract narcissist behavior, you know, people.
Yeah.
So when you don't know yourself, then you're going to get caught in this web that is going to be hard to get out. But it is possible, and that's the message that I want to share.
Yeah.
If you are, the listeners, if you are listening to these and you feel like you are a highly sensitive person, that is your gift. But you need to master yourself to be able to come to the purpose of your heart. And, you know, that then I feel like todos tenemos un propósito en la vida.
Mm-hmm.
And then, pero no lo podemos cumplir until we master ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y I feel like, I truly feel that I have to live all of those experiences for me to come to this place of understanding.
Yeah.
So when I remember when I got divorced, it was very difficult for me because I carried the belief system of, like, until death do us apart.
Yeah.
Like, that was so hard for me to let go. Because when I married this man, I was like, until death do us apart. So how can you tell me that I'm going to get divorced if you're not dead? I'm not dead. My brain couldn't process that. So I was fighting against the current. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I thought was the end of my life, it was the beginning of a beautiful story, because now I understand who I am. And it took me a while.
Yeah.
It took me a while. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fast. But I did it. And I wanted to see, you know the thing, like, I want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. When I didn't understand that the light was in me.
Yeah.
I was the light. And I needed to get to those dark moments to really break open. So, you know, I don't talk bad about my ex-husband. I don't talk about, you know, the past experiences as being the most ugly things, because nothing is beautiful or nothing is ugly. It's just experiences. And when I see my journey, I see how strong I've been and how much courage I have had. You know, I moved here when I was 20. I didn't speak a word in English. And I started learning when I was 22. And I was like, if I'm going to be in this country, and I experienced 2 years of my life feeling like I didn't belong because I couldn't understand people and they couldn't understand me.
Okay.
I said to myself, you know, my language is not a barrier, so I'm going to conquer this. And I did. And I learned it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fast, but I did it. And that mentality and that courage, I always take it upon any, you know, challenge that I experience, any difficulty that comes my way, any blockage that I feel is like, okay, let me see how I can go around. So my sensitivity now, let me tell you that this is the most beautiful part of the whole story, that the thing that I thought it was damaging in me, like I was damaged, I thought I was damaged because I felt too much, is the thing that is helping me connect with people nowadays.
Yeah.
And now I can guide them. You know, like right now I'm doing my practice and I need to do 100 hours of practice. Uh-huh. And I've been doing practice with some clients and I realized that this is what I was meant to be. And if God gave me this gift, I'm going to put it to good use.
Yeah.
So now I can read people without even listening to a word, because I was trained, you know, my whole life, all those experiences that I thought that were the worst, those were my lessons.
Mm.
And now I'm putting it to use. And I don't know. I always tell people when you know, the funny story is that I get clients with the same kind of story.
Oh,
wow. That happens
to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens. I've always said that the clients that we get, you know, in our lives is because they're there for a reason, to help them and for also learn from them, you know?
Yeah.
It goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful because then you understand them more in a deeper level because you were there one time.
Yeah.
And now that you're out, you kind of guide them how to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I say in my line, you know, I'm not a therapist, and you know, I tell my clients, you know, if you want to search for a therapist, it could be a better, faster way for you to get where you want to go. Mm-hmm. We can collaborate. You go talk to your therapist, come with me. You know, I'm more like an accountability coach.
Yeah, good.
And then people have this big, beautiful transformation, and they get to a place of understanding. They say, like, oh, wow, like, all of this was in me? And I'm like, yes, all of that was in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nothing, there's no brokenness in you. There's no nothingness wrong. You are perfect. You are beautiful. It's just like you forget. Sometimes, you know, we have this capas.
Layers. Like the layers. Capas
ilusorias. Layers. Yeah. So we have these layers that do not allow us to see our greatness. And my medicine has been, you know, being in nature. I love hiking. So being in nature, connecting to Mother Earth, when I feel off, when I feel too much, you know, with this pandemic, oh my gosh.
As
the collective, we all off. You know, what happened with, you know, the Black Lives Matter, you know, with Capitol Hill, with all of these things that as the collective we participate. Or the news. I cannot watch the news. As a highly sensitive person, I cannot watch news. I can watch scary movies. You know, nothing that chickens my senses. Because I'm super sensitive. Like, I will be dreaming about all of this. And I
I hear you. So, and that's exactly like what you were saying, right? That being sensitive is, there's nothing wrong with that. And our world needs sensitive people. There's too much this, you know, like these layers that don't allow many of us human beings to just be free, let liberation, right? We have a purpose in this world. We don't, our purpose is not just to be unhappy and to feel less and to be angry. I mean, yes, emotions are part of our life as human beings, but when we start digging and really healing and getting to know our being, is just so beautiful. It's like amazing for sure.
It is. And the way that I teach my clients, and I tell them, you have two choices: to see life from a low vibration or a high vibration.
Yeah.
You decide.
Yeah. It's a choice.
Yes.
It's that one choice that could either help us or, you know, at some point just continue to destroy us. So it is. And, you know, what is flexibility? What does that mean to you, like in your life?
I think for me, without flexibility, there's no happiness. If you're not flexible in your life, you're going to be stiff and you're going to contract and then you're not going to fit in.
Yeah.
So you have to have this flexibility. You know, I think of like, let's say, I don't know what you call it. Esos como los tubos del agua. You know, de esos que cuando vas en el, ¿cómo se llaman?
Like the ones like Raging Waters, like those, esos tubos?
No, los tubos cuando estás en las albercas y te que como unos nudos.
Okay.
A ver. No sé cómo se llaman.
Pero eso que usas al agua.
pero es como like something like that, you know, like they're very flexible.
Yeah.
So you have to have an attitude of flexibility.
Yeah.
If you don't have flexibility, your happiness is going to prolong. You're going to prolong your happiness.
Yeah.
And, you know, la felicidad está al otro lado de tu flexibilidad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not flexible, then you're not going to experience life as it comes. Because if I have this mindset of things should be this way, then I'm going to have expectations. And then from that state, I'm going to just, you know, beat myself up because things never come the way that I plan.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying that if you want to see God laugh, tell him your plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, we plan and God, you know, uno planea y Dios dispone.
Yeah.
So if you can wish and you can, you know, prepare yourself, yes. But, you know, life is always going to surprise you. So we have to be flexible and be adaptable, like what happens with the pandemic right now.
Yeah.
Like if we were forced to adapt to change. And life is an evolution, constant change.
Yeah.
And if we don't change with how it comes, we're going to get stuck and life is not going to flow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're so right in that. And being open to asking for help in that process if needed, right? Reaching out.
Completely.
Yeah, because if we get stuck, then it's like, okay, if you feel burned out and if you don't, overall burned out emotionally, physically, right, then it's a sign to be flexible and to say, okay, yeah, this way is not working. How else can I, seek help to figure out a different route? Yeah.
Yeah. And also that speaks to me when reaching out to mental health. Because a lot of people have this misbelief or misconception that only, if you are crazy, some people say like, oh, you have to be crazy to be in a therapy. To be in therapy. Uh-huh. It's like so common. I hear it a lot. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, it will be crazy to need help and not ask for help.
Yeah.
Because we are here as a group, as a community, as collective, as a humans, we need community. And, successful people have mentors, have been in therapy, or they are in therapy, because they understand the mind. Your mind cannot just process things by itself. And it's kind of like when you want to build muscle and you have never worked out, you need a coach to tell you how to use the machines properly.
Yeah.
You want to lose weight. You're not going to lose weight just by wishful thinking. You have to do the work. And this is what happens. And, when you are going through a difficult situation, you have blind spots. Sometimes you don't see those things. And that's why we need somebody to guide us.
Yeah.
I really believe that a good coach, a good therapist is going to, hold the light for you to find the answer, not tell you what to do.
Exactly.
I don't know what's best for you. I don't know. I'm not you. So I'm just going to help you find your answers. But the answers, you have them in you.
Yeah.
You know what's best. You know what's best for you. Nobody else. But sometimes we get into the emotions and the emotions blind us. Yeah. And we think, we get into these paradigms of I'm not worthy. We are afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
One person that doesn't make mistakes doesn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't evolve.
Yeah.
We need to learn to be okay with mistakes. I told my client, I want you to feel so happy being uncomfortable. And then you're going to get out of the funk faster.
Yeah.
So be okay with not being okay.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And yeah, because or else we're not going to be able to achieve something bigger than ourselves, to spread those wings that we were meant to have. I mean, I know we're not birds, but you know what I mean? Like, just to be free, just to be free. I can totally relate to that myself. Like, not knowing what a podcast was, I figured it out. Me dio miedo. I mean, I put myself out there and I'm like, pues Dios dirá y pues ahí voy, And I had to do it, aunque tenga miedo, es haciéndolo con miedo, pero with a good purpose, and we eventually will figure something out as we go. It's just like when we get pregnant, right? It's like, oh my God, like for the first time, oh my God, I'm pregnant, like, ¿cómo lo voy a hacer? But it was scary, but we went through it a day at a time, situation at a time, a diaper at a time.
Right.
And we made it happen. Yeah. Right? We made it happen. Yeah.
I know. I remember I said, I'm just going to have one kid. And I have four.
Y tenías miedo.
I was so afraid of the unknown. And look.
I know.
Once you have one, you understand that it's just a process. And you got to come out of it good. And the reward is beautiful.
Yeah.
So, fear can be a good motive.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, fear is good. Fear is good because it's always telling us, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Staying in your comfort zone is not going to allow you to expand, to grow, to evolve. So if you feel that emotion, fear, just do it. Just do it. What's the worst that could happen? I always tell myself, the other day I was talking to my best friend and I said, oh my God, que atrevida soy. So I'm like, muy atrevida.
Yeah.
Because I always say yes to everything. And I'm like, yes. And sometimes I feel fear. But I'm like, no, this is excitement. I'm excited.
I breathe out. And it helps, right?
And I do it.
Yeah.
4 years ago, I did bungee jumping, and I was
I kudos to you. I would never want to do that.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. Me desmayo en el momento.
Yeah. So when I did it, I remember I was like, oh, my God, people are taking forever. You know, I was very judgmental. I was like, come on. Because people will be ready to jump and they can't push you. You have to make that choice.
Yeah.
So some people will take longer than others. And I remember this girl, she couldn't do it. So
oh, wow.
They tried to convince her and she put the garnet back and forward. So while we waited, we're watching. And I was so impatient at that moment. I was like, come on, we came all the way here. We climbed the mountain, like 7 miles to get there. And I'm like, I want to go next. And then she didn't do it. And I was like, oh no, like you're going to feel guilty later. You're going to feel this. And and then I was like, that's not going to be me. So when it was my time to do it, I was like, oh shit. I want to do it. And I look back and everybody's like, come on. I was like, oh shit. Like, this is me. I was yelling, but being in the other side is totally different. Being in that moment where like you just have to trust and let go.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, if I go back, how am I going to feel with myself?
Yeah,
I did all this hike to do this experience to not take the risk. And I said, what are the worst that could happen? I'm like, nobody has died from here, so I'm not going to die. So what's the worst? The worst is that I don't do it. And how am I going to feel with that? I'm not going to like it. So then I let go, I jump, and then I wanted to do it again.
Oh, my gosh. The adrenaline.
It was amazing.
Oh, so that's awesome.
I will totally do it again. But I apply that into my daily life.
Yeah.
I don't want to regret things. I don't want the last day of my days and feel like, did I not use everything that it was there for me to use? Every talent, every moment, every opportunity, every chance to do something greater for me or for somebody else.
Yeah.
So I take that to heart.
Yeah. My God, I feel you. I can relate to that. I tell myself that often as well. Yo también soy aventada, me da miedo, pero pues lo hago and whatever. I'm like, no, I'm going to do this. Because, you know, I think sometimes we have this, you know, and we're like, oh, ¿qué van a decir? They're going to criticize. And at the end of the day, people will always say something. And their comments come from something that, you know, especially if they're negative, right? So anything that they say that are negative is because there's something within them that they still have not yet healed. And that's not our problem. Our individual responsibility is to live life as much as we can, like what you said, with what's in front of us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I learned to let go. Nothing that other people say about me, it has to do anything with me.
Exactly.
It's about them. It's not about me.
Exactly.
So how can I be responsible with my choices to make myself greater?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like what they're saying. When you shine your light, you're going to blind somebody.
Yeah.
They're not going to like it.
Yeah.
So they're either going to try to bring you down and dim your light, but they cannot do that. You have the choice. Do you make them dim your light or do you dim your light for them?
Yeah.
And nobody has the power over you.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, we decide. We are the ones who decide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. So for any moms out there, obviously, that are listening to this, just reminding you that you have the right to choose, right? To dim your light or on your own, but that wouldn't be a good thing. And just continue to shine as much as you can and by asking for help. So let me ask you this, Olivia. So what are some 3 tips that you can share for moms based on the experiences of your life?
Yeah. What I would like them to know is that, number one, love yourself like you love others. If your cup is empty, you can put into others. So fill your cup. Number 2, take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Sometimes we put so much attention into everybody else and we forget about us. Sometimes we don't make time for ourselves. So make yourself a priority. And number three, remember this. When you say yes to someone, do not say no to you. Are you saying yes to please? Or are you saying yes because you want to experience that? Mm. And that will be my three tips.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one because yes. we can betray ourselves by saying yes, but we actually meant no, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of force something into our space and then we regret it. And it's like a whole pile of regret throughout time and anger and frustration. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah, I do want to add something to that one because, as you know, this is art for the moms out there. You're not just a mother. So mm-hmm. do not label yourself as just being that. Because before you were a mother, you were a woman. And before a mm-hmm. woman, before being this human, you are a light within yourself. So be that. And if you are that and you honor yourself, your kids are going to receive the message. And what better way to show our kids how to live life fullest?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we set the tone in order for them to know what it looks like to be happy and to do the work. Then they have to see it from someone. And as moms, I've always said that we're the rocks. I'm not dismissing fathers, but as mothers, right, we carry them for like 9 months or depending on how many months, everyone's different, right? But there's a profound connection that it's so deep that whatever it is that we do with them, or even when the fathers are there as well, right, raising the kids in a healthy environment, kids will definitely feed off of that. Or even if it's negative, but we have to be very cautious of those, that energy, right, that we're bringing into the home. But good. Yeah, thank you, Olivia, so much for your input and sharing, you know, with us a part of your life, una parte de tu vida que de verdad ha creado a better being, right, within you, and you continue to rise and share knowledge. And how can people connect with you for the yoga, for the wellness, or the life coaching?
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me and being part of this movement. I love it. I love it. Continue doing that even if you're afraid.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
So the way that you can connect with me is through my social media. It's Olivia_SimplyGlow. Okay. Olivia_SimplyGlow. And or you can text me. I do have a group on WhatsApp that I do daily meditations, guided daily meditations, and I do it for free.
Okay,
so if
good.
This is calling you and you want to, you know, just try it, send me a text at 562-318-7649. Send me your name and tell me that you want to be added to the chat.
Oh, nice. Love it. Awesome. And I'll also add it into the notes of this episode. But thank you again, Olivia. It was nice having you on the podcast. And thank you, Chicana and Latina moms out there. Stay tuned for more. And I wish you guys everything and the best in all that you guys do for yourself and for your kids. Adios. Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_LatinaMomsPodcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias.